Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jake. Our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament and the Texas Insider Fishing Report. And hopefully this will be a dry out Friday. Quite a few showers off the coast, you know, moving towards Louisiana. And there's some rain up above us north again, but boy, hopefully not another event like yesterday. Goodness. All right, looking at weather right now, down in Galveston, it's 76 degrees. Today they're calling for scattered thunderstorms this morning, then windy during the afternoon, and that still a pretty good chance of showers in the afternoon, they're saying, too, with a high of 77. East southeast winds will be 20 to 30 miles per hour. That rain chance, 50% tonight. Mostly cloudy, low 74. Southeast 15 to 25, and then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early, then partially clearing in the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm could be possible with a high of 79. Winds will be southeast 15 to 25 miles per hour. And looking at tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low at 6:42 a.m. It's an 0.4, a high at 2:08 p.m. a 1.4, and a low at 8:02 p.m. an 0.9. 6:35 a.m. at sunrise, and sunset will be 7:57 p.m. Our moon phase is 36%. Currently, right now, Galveston Channel showing 76-degree air temperature with 78-degree water, an east-southeast wind at 7 to 10, and at Eagle Point, it's 76 degrees with 77-degree water, southeast at 9 to 10, Morgan's Point, 74 degrees with 76 degree water and an east-northeast wind at 6. Barometric pressure is slightly falling at 29.78 inches. So that's where we're at this morning. Hopefully we can turn the page after, boy, that mess yesterday. My goodness. All right. Let's run down to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the old hammer this morning and see what's going on in the Tri-Bay area. Glenn, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, my friend. And you?
Well, it just moved through here, starting about 45 minutes ago. A lot of lightning. And, some heavy boomers right over the house. But right over the cabin.
There's some pretty good showers out in the Gulf and just along the coast moving to the east.
I think we got about a tenth of an inch out of that while ago. It was real quick and moved through real quick, and I'm glad enough. We got about 3/4 of an inch out of that the other day.
Yeah.
The day before. I don't know. That stuff yesterday cost me a couple of trips because that's exactly where the people live in the area that got smoked yesterday.
Severe flooding. Yeah, that's so sad.
All that
that's
north
terrible.
Of Houston from, oh, my God, Conroe on, everything over there.
Yeah, man. They're getting rain up around the Woodlands and Conroe this morning again. And above that, that's
there was
all
a
the way
lot
to Tyler,
of,
big old glob of it. Goodness.
A lot of flooding, going on. And two of my customers, I had a trip for this morning and I had one for tomorrow. Well, both of them live out in that area. And,
that's not good.
Woodlands and a little further on out. But anyway, we just postponed them to another time. And they had to stay home and take care of their stuff, man,
well,
with the water. And I wish the best for everybody. It doesn't bother me. I mean, to cancel, I wanted to go fishing, but things haven't been that great with all that stuff that moved through here yesterday. We're north of us. We didn't get one drop of rain out of that yesterday. All of that flooding that went on, and we didn't get 10 minutes of little bitty light sprinkle out of it. Now, the day before that is when we got probably a half an inch or so.
Yeah.
But we're still socked down here. We starting off with a week, because of the bad weather that we had a few weeks ago. I told you it hit those boat storages out in Angleton and stuff. We started, I called my buddy that owns a deer lease out in Sweeney. We met him and his wife Monday, Melinda and I, and went out there just to check on everything. And he cranked up the tractor and he did a lot of mowing around the barn and stuff. And we just kind of piddled around and no damage. It's a couple of trees that, were snapped, but it wasn't like we didn't see any tornado damage. Thank goodness that came through there. So, it was just a ranch check and go out and see how everything was. And then we loaded his four-wheeler, his ATV up, and then his Kubota. We got both of them loaded up on a trailer where we could take them in and get them serviced. And so I had a good day out at Sweeney, and it was really dry. I was ready to use my new four-wheel drive and didn't get to use it because there was a little bit of water standing in our creeks out there. They've had some moisture, but it's just not bad at all. I mean, somehow or another, all that stuff has been going around Sweeney. It didn't. The ground was really dry. We never spun out one time, which is good. And stayed out there, spent the day. I'm glad to see no damage. And came on back here. We started on Wednesday. Melinda and I went down. We have that little place where we have the shave ice stand. And I haven't mowed it in a long time because it was the whole lot was just nothing but paintbrushes, Indian paintbrushes. And so I let them seed and it was a mess. But I went down there and cleaned it up. Somebody had left me a whole bag of garbage just busted right off of the Blue Water Highway, just chunked a bag of garbage right off in the front yard. Our property is right on the highway. And we had these little sheets of paper, like little Post-its. I mean, with nothing on them, just a million of them scattered out across the land. And we picked all that stuff up and cleaned it up. And got that looking good. And other than that, just kind of piddling. I've talked to a buddy of mine. He's done some fishing earlier in the week, and they caught some trout, and they couldn't find any reds. And, it seems like the last couple of times that I've been out, it's been the same thing. You either get one to the two, or you'll get a bunch of small reds and just can't get a keeper or whatever. I know you can go. There's some people going all the way to the cow trap and catching their redfish and coming back here. And so there's, just different things. And it depends on how much you want to run your boat and how far you want to go. I'm not like that. I kind of just like to go close. And if they ain't biting, well, I go back to the house and do something. But I'm not real mad at them where I chase around and burn a whole tank of gas trying to find the fish. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it the weekend, even though I don't have any trips. It's not the conditions. Our water is still bad. It was gone out gone out, and then it come back in, and now it's staying in. It's probably right around normal level right now, with even with the high tides, because we had so many low tides in the last couple of months. We've had so many, our tides been 2 feet below normal for months, and it finally came back. So we're about normal now, and a little bit above normal in the afternoons. The tide's been coming up, you know, near the cabin, not quite in the driveway, but we're dealing with that too. So we got to move our truck out from underneath the cabin and get it up on the street, just in case, because that, you know, with the east wind and the hard winds from the east, and it'll pile it on us. Any other winds from the west or the south, and it'll take it away from us. But so we're constantly battling the.
I was real excited about all those bull tides that we got out of the all those strong winds and pumping all that water into the bay system. But now we got all this stupid fresh water coming. Man, it's just can't catch a break, man.
No, I was thinking the last time I went out, really, really was terrible. And I was for sure with all the water in the bay, and oh man, we can go fish everywhere. And I guess the fish felt the same way, because they must have been everywhere but where we were.
Everywhere but where you were at, huh?
Oh yeah, man, we struggled big time, buddy. I think there was two drum, I mean little bitty dink drum, a couple of hard heads, let's say two stingrays. It was one of those days.
Yeah, your fishing will get better. You'll get some. We'll get some tide runner influx here in about the middle of May, and then plus you may get some freshwater fish mailed to you too from upstream and all. Yeah, you know, didn't that, all extreme. We're fixing to have a really good flushing.
You're exactly right there, buddy. It's all sooner or later going to make it to the Gulf. Everything that we were seeing on the news last night, all that flooded water, sooner or later, it's coming down through the watershed, buddy, one way or another.
That release they have going on Trinity River, that's second highest release we've seen out of that dam. The biggest was back in 94. I think they fired it up to around 160, 165 parts or cubic feet per second. You know, during that flood event, that October, remember that fall? Man, what a flood that was. I saw cows floating down the middle of Trinity Bay with a river current.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was bad. That's a pretty good one here.
It'll
create some stack ups. We need some stack ups so everybody can get their three.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic.
Hurry up and get your three. Well, I can actually say I've already had a 3-person limit all in the same day. So we had 9 trout on the trip, a week or two ago. So, you know, I haven't been able to say that in a while, but you know, three per person, and everybody seems to be okay with it. I might have one or two people that want to take as much as they can get, but most everybody else is, that's plenty of fish. You know, you pick you out a couple of 17, 18 inches, and three fish is plenty for a meal or a couple of meals or whatever. But anyway, we're very fortunate to have the fish that we have, Captain Mickey, and we have to stretch it out and cut it back for a little bit or for a while. Well, that's fine with me.
It'll all be piled up for a while. It'll be good for the areas that hold all these fish once they get where they're going after this push.
Well, our bait camps are holding bait. You're going to pay anywhere from $18 to $22, maybe $24 a quart for your shrimp. I've still not seen any croaker flags. I know they have them. It's still a little early to use asking me. I'm sure somebody's catching them on them somewhere, but normally we don't until towards the middle of May, the end of May, and the water gets up to 80 degrees, and we start throwing those croakers. Man, last year I might have thrown them once or twice, Captain Mickey, but I made my living off of live shrimp underneath the popping cork or free shrimping it, using that shrimp in various ways, and we did plenty good. Always caught plenty of fish and a variety of fish. That's one thing about the shrimp that's different about those croakers. Those croakers mostly target certain fish. Get a lot of skippies, a lot of skipjacks, and that kind of stuff. Those croakers, they eat them too. So,
oh yeah,
but we always do good on live shrimp, and you know, for kids, for older, for anybody, and they like to watch some popping cork. It gives them something to look at. You know what I'm saying? So they just don't want to cover the water that we want to when we're throwing artificial, but it's all good. And everything's good in the hood down here, buddy.
All right, Hammer. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing that area this year.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. And I appreciate you, buddy, and I'll talk to you later on this weekend. Everybody have a great one.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Glenn. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Sir.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir, check in with Mr. Bob Green this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm high and dry. How about you?
Well, it's coming that way, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Well, everything's kind of sliding east like it was yesterday, but we shall see. There's some offshore, and I'm kind of in between right now.
Yeah, this little Yorkie's up underneath 3 pounds of cover trying to get away from that, listening to that thunder a while ago.
I bet.
I never did see any lightning, but it was headed towards Carmine and Brenham. So I don't know if my guys are driving. They're driving from the Houston area, so they may drive through some mess, but it looks like it's going to be through here now. According to forecast, at about 11 o'clock, but I tell you what, that my guy's reeler lines up pretty quick yesterday about 11 o'clock when that little lightning strike hit the main lake point over there. And, boy, just before that, we had caught 3 really good fish and then had another one on the line. And I saw them reeling up their lines and stuff because I was looking the opposite direction. They said, that lightning just hit that bank over there. Let's get out of here. And I said, well, shoot, yeah. Lightning and fishing don't go together.
No, not Thunder for most of us. I know some, yeah. They'll stay out there in it.
I've done it before and usually end up to regret it, you know, for having to come in through some nasty waves or something like that, or it's just so far away that you had to deal with it. You know, don't try to put our lives in danger on purpose anyway. But, I missed you last week. I don't know what happened on my phone.
Yeah, something. We tried 2 or 3 times, and we just couldn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I looked at my phone when I got up, and it was actually on silence, and I don't know why it was on there. Something we were doing that afternoon, it ended up silencing it. So, but anyway, we had a good week of fishing, so.
Well, that's good.
Yesterday morning started out a little bit slower, but, you know, our deep bite, you know, paid off. It did all right with our Carolina rig, but we're still kind of starting off in mornings with the fast-moving baits don't seem to be working as well as the shaky head and the wacky worms right now.
Right.
And I think that's because there's more fish, you know, in those beds now where you're just kind of putting it right on top of them. And they're chasing a little more bait now, but still not what it's supposed to be. I mean, that if there's a shad spawn, I haven't seen it yet, and it's way due. So we just have to deal with that one day at a time. But we're going deep pretty early in the mornings. You know, it's not we're not hanging out till 10 o'clock or anything, throwing chatterbaits and rattle traps and. And that's just it. I mean, you're just covering a lot of water, and there's no way to really tell which bait's best because you're about equal on traps and chatterbaits and
right
things like that. And the little swim bait, I can't get them to hit that. And that's normally you know, you throw that out there, that's exactly what they're chasing. And haven't done real well on that. But of course, I keep one tied on, thinking, well,
oh, yeah,
okay.
You have to. Man, some days you can't get that back.
No. Well, I mean, and you're seeing little, oh, I don't know, 12 or 13 inch bass. I mean, they're coming, you know, they'll come completely out of the water chasing a little pile of shad. So you're thinking, okay, well, you know, it kind of reminded me of them other days where, I mean, they've actually jumped out of the water and hit the side of the boat, but just not near that amount or the volume that we normally see. I mean, one morning we had one actually jumped in the boat. I mean, he was so intent on chasing the daggum shad that he cleared the side of that boat and right inside. So
my guy in the boat says, call your customers, say, hey, y'all need to get down here. They're jumping in the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time and we heard that, they're jumping in the boat, man.
Oh, I know.
Eating your prop off.
Yeah. Oh, well. I had a little trouble with the trolling motor yesterday. It one of the screws had backed off up in it somehow, and it only allowed me to go about 1/4 speed on forward, and so I was having to back up and just try to it does okay when you're running the banks and stuff like that. When you get out there and you get a little wind trying to work it, but I ran it over to the shop that works on my boat, and a young boy in there he took it apart and parts fell everywhere, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know. He put all that stuff back together like it was nothing to it. I said, well, you ever done that before? He said, no, not really. Well, I'm glad you were here to fix it. So yeah, I'm good this morning. But that was my thought about taking it apart to start with, and all them parts fall out. Kind of like one of these rod and reels, or these reels I take apart. I got bags of them out there that's got to go somewhere to fix them back.
I had a reel I broke down one time. It was my favorite reel. I broke it down and cleaned it and put it all back together, and I'm out there fishing the next day with it. And I keep hearing this little bit of rattling in there. Going, what is that? It fished fine all day. Well, I got back home and pulled that side case off of it, and a little tiny screw fell out of there. And I said, now, where did this come from?
Yeah.
And I couldn't find where it went, and I don't know how it got back. It was in the side case or whatever when I put it on and didn't know it. It was just an extra screw that was laying there on the table. Never did lock anything up, but I took it out and I fished that reel another 6 or 8 months and never had any trouble out of it. So
that's the first thing I look for when I get through doing something, how many spare parts I got left that I didn't
when
have
you know
when I started.
You're in trouble, man, after you tear one down. But usually when I do it, I'm doing other ones too. And it's a mess.
And just look at the other one and say, okay, there it is.
That's I leave that to the real clean folks. Just take it to them, because man, that's tedious.
Yep.
Me and my big old fingers and hands, and oh man! But I got all the good little screwdrivers and all that to work on them with. But
some of them things are pretty small.
I'm too impatient.
Yeah, me too. I give it, throw it over in a box, and think, okay, later on we'll figure out.
Yeah,
and then I forget.
I'll put all the parts in a Ziploc with the reel and go, well, this all goes together here. That way, if I do take it somewhere, they've got everything.
Hopefully, anyway. Well, seemed like I said, the water temperature is around 77, 78. The early morning bites kind of been that little silver-looking rattle trap or the other one. A little swimming bait, and a lot of that, I nearly kind of thought I was fishing a jig and pig, because I know there was at least 2 or 3 times that it had stopped completely and was sitting on the bottom, and they picked that thing up. So you know it bound to have hit in a bed there somewhere,
right?
And a little bit of good grass is coming back where you can actually run through it without bringing some slime or something in. So I think that's helping a lot too, but. You know, that's the two major baits I'm using, and then after it gets, and really I'm not letting it get a little lighter either before I switch over to the shaky head.
And, right.
There was one day that's all we use. I mean, I gave up on the moving baits real quick and went straight to the shaky heads and the little wacky worms. And we stayed on that till, I guess it was around 10 o'clock, 10:30 before we even went deep.
Right.
So, all that stuff that went across there yesterday, I drove in that nasty stuff all the way from here to Brenham to get to get the trolling motor fixed. And then halfway back somewhere around Burton, I ran out of it.
Nightmare driving in that stuff, man, pulling a boat.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was pooling on the road and just running about 50 miles an hour, just whatever.
How much rain do you think you got there in your area?
You know, I'm not near as much in Leadbetter as Fayetteville and Brenham got.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at the rain gauge. I'll look at it when I get in this afternoon. But, a lot more going that way. Because, I mean, every little low spot or coming down a hill had water running down it to where actually I hydroplaned a couple times, and I wasn't going that fast either.
Oh, that's scary pulling a boat too. Boy, me and old James I was pulling his little Boston Whaler. This is years ago, back in the '80s, and I had this old Ford truck, and you had to remember the ones with the kingpin bushings in them. Boy, you had to drive that thing. It's just always in the steering wheel, and just we're running down
running 87,
ruts. headed to East Bay, and I broke loose, and I could see his engine on that Whaler out my left mirror come around almost to my truck, and for whatever reason, I turned into it just right and got her straightened out, and we kept going.
Oh, that was lucked out.
I can't believe we didn't end up in a ditch with everything destroyed.
Well, that was some skill in driving too, knowing what to do. Well, I tell you something happened to me day before yesterday. I leave early and get the boat in the water and settle down, finish my coffee. But somebody had hit two deer not far before getting to the boat ramp.
Right.
And it was too late to dodge it. So I went directly over the top of it. Well, the truck made it across it. But that last axle or the last cross member on that trailer, it got it. And it just busted loose, and I got to the boat ramp, and I had blood and hair and stuff all over the lower unit and the prop. But it didn't bend anything or knock any lights out or anything like that. But I'm thinking,
that's
boy.
That's why you caught them, because you had deer blood all over your boat.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Shoving them with deer blood.
But at least it was nice and soft, so when I backed it in and pulled it back out, it cleaned the trailer off, and then, of course, the engine getting on, running.
And I hit a possum one morning with my right rear tire. And I straddled him, but he went right into that rear tire. And, buddy, you talk about a bloody mess on your boat. I mean, it was all over the windshield, all down the side. It was terrible.
He exploded.
Yeah, he blew up like I grenaded him.
Well, I didn't see any blood or anything on the road, so I don't know if maybe that deer may have still been. I can't see how he had been alive, so I don't know what happened. It was just too late to dodge.
Yeah, he's probably knocked out, and you just finished him off.
Yeah, probably so. But when it got off the water, it was gone. When I came back through, somebody had already cleaned it up. So.
Well, that's the biggest mistake people make. I mean, there's been a lot of people killed and had bad wrecks from trying to dodge an animal. I mean, you got to hold your course. You go jerking on that wheel, and oh boy.
Yeah, especially pulling a boat, even a car. Good way to flip it. People run off the edge of the road instead of gradually getting back on. They jerk.
I know
it.
A girl that flipped her car dodging a squirrel, a tree rat.
Oh God.
Jerked that wheel and flipped and messed her, totaled her car, and she was in the hospital from it. It's bad. Bad deal.
Well, you start flipping cars, nothing good's going to happen.
No.
Even seatbelted in.
Yeah. You're not in a cage in there with roll bars and everything else.
Mm-mm.
You're done.
Yeah. it's not like them race car drivers. They 200 miles an hour and go airborne and flip two or three times and get out.
Walk away from
them. Yeah, walk away from them. That's pretty amazing.
It is. They're strapped.
I mean, they're a little sore the next morning, though.
I bet they are.
Well,
I feel like anyway, they've been about three rounds with Tyson.
Oh, boy. When's that fight coming up?
I don't know. It's coming. There's a lot of hype on it. Who's he fighting?
Yeah.
Jay Paul guy or whatever his name is.
Yeah. He.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, Jake yeah. Paul.
Oh,
I hope Mike Tyson knocks him out.
The old man. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah. But I know I saw some of those workouts he was doing. I'm thinking, boy, I wouldn't want to take a lick from him.
They'd have me planted in the ground after a workout with Mike Tyson. That'd be.
I don't care how old he is. He can be 103. I ain't messing with Mike Tyson.
No. You can have that.
He looks solid as a piece of rock, too.
He's a hammer. He is a hammer. Yeah.
Well, fishing's good and the water's up. I mean, with this rain is probably going to bring it up another couple of inches. It's already up to... Right below the rim of the dock. So
yeah,
I don't know what it's going to do fishing this morning, but it doesn't distort the water.
In there tight against the bank this morning for that rise.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a guy yesterday. He could sling that rattle trout forever on braided line, and he worked them banks over pretty good. But most of them were out away from it a little ways. So
right.
And then one morning, I actually put the boat shallow and threw out deep, to where some more grass was and picked up more fish that way. So you never know. A lot of times, you're just sitting on top of them.
Man.
But
all right, Bob.
No.
Well, I hope you whack them and stack them today. If somebody wants to call you about coming up, give them some info, man.
All right. It's 281-460-9200. Or got some good-looking fish on FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. So y'all have a great morning and good weekend coming up.
Looking like a double-digit morning. All right, brother.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Go get them. Thanks, Bob. All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, the 35th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's coming up. That'll start Memorial Day weekend and run all summer long through Labor Day weekend. Sign up early and take advantages of great prizes for early bird specials, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of over $1 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. With all the tagged redfish, they'll be released in Texas waters. You can fish for those and other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by sponsors like Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers, just to name a few. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222 and get signed up today.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use of sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 440 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with our good friend, Tommy Boy Alexander. Tommy Boy, what's up, man?
Well, what's up, Mickey?
Living the dream, brother, or somebody else's nightmare, one of the two.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what they tell me, living the dream. Oh, boy. Well... Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm off, I was supposed to be fishing Conroe, but obviously, what that happened.
The lake is closed.
The lake's closed.
Further notice.
That's right. And it's still raining, they said, like right now.
Yeah, I texted Richard earlier. He's probably finally getting some sleep. I think he was been up for 2 days.
I wouldn't doubt that.
He didn't reply. I sent him a text, you know, are you getting hammered again this morning, just to strike up a conversation? He didn't reply.
Yeah, he might be sleeping.
Yeah, he's got to be. Or underwater, because one or the other.
My deal shows it's raining, or says it's raining still right now.
Yeah, radar, it's popping up, man. Here we go again. Nothing like it. Doesn't look as extreme as yesterday, but it's still rain. Any kind of rain is a lot now with all the saturation and the flooding. Yeah. It's terrible, man.
I don't know what they're doing with the lake. I guess they're just letting it out real hard, you know, letting it out big time.
Yeah, it was turned loose pretty good yesterday. I think Richard sent me something showing like 66,000 or something, which is a lot for Conroe.
For Conroe, that's a lot.
It is. And then the Trendy River almost hit 125,000 yesterday. That last update, it was 124 and some change. That's the second biggest release I can remember. The last one was in 94. I think it was in the 160s.
Wow. Well, that's gonna really fix y'all up.
Yep, it's stacking them up right now. You know, that river started flowing, you know, a couple of weeks ago and pushing a lot of fish south from my bay. And I don't know, then they had it, that last event, Sunday night and Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Got the dam up to 98,000 for 2 days. And then sweated her back to about 77,000, and now it's screaming. A lot of water coming, man.
How long before all that's got y'all's bay wiped out?
Dallas it's about 10 days, but we had so much water between Trinity Bay and Liberty that was pretty immediate. But I think the river's probably not going to crest till tomorrow or the next day in the Liberty area, so it's going to be pretty quick. Gonna be a lot of water coming fast, and the San Jacinto.
Couple days.
San Jacinto is getting it too, so it's gonna be pretty significant.
Here it comes.
Yeah, another little setback. We're used to it. It's 9 years running now.
It messed up my schedule pretty good. I can tell you that, because
I bet.
You know, I had it I had it X'd off for today and tomorrow. And then I had turned down Bink had a big corporate deal for tomorrow with a bunch of boats. So I had turned that down because of the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all that happened. And, you know, he already filled the spot. So now I just lost that, too. So I could have ran a trip tomorrow and lost it.
Well.
And now they moved it. They moved the championship to next weekend, next Friday, Saturday.
So now you probably got to cancel some saltwater trips.
Yeah, I've got to move around. Oh, that's right. So now I've got to move around what I had on for next Saturday. Yeah.
God laugh.
So, yeah, totally.
We need to make a movie about all of us idiots.
Yeah. Can you imagine what that'd be? That'd be a good movie. Make a good book out of it all.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. So now I've turned into, I don't have anything now tomorrow. So I'm probably going to just, I don't know, do yard work. But we ain't had any rain. We don't have any rain. I know.
I mean, look at all the other parts of the state that would just love to have a little bit of this water.
Yeah, I'm dry. My yard's dry.
Yeah, well, mine's not. Oh, when I get back in Corpus next week, my yard's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm dry as could be. I could mow, weed, I can do anything I want in my yard. There's dust coming up.
Not over here.
And then,
saturated.
We fished yesterday. Oh, we wade fished yesterday in Matagorda. And that didn't go too well. That was not good. Charlie did too. There wasn't a whole lot of people fished yesterday. It was pretty light.
Right.
But anyway, Charlie went and waded west. I think he waded several spots over in West Bay, and he didn't end up with, I don't know, two or three trouts, all they had. And same with me.
I waited in East Bay. He went to West and waited, and I went to East and waited.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I waited, I don't know, at least four good spots. I mean, we found water that looked decent and bait. You know, we found everything we needed to find except for the fish. It was tough. It was just a tough bite for some reason. We caught a few fish, same just like Charlie, and that was it. I mean, it was a real tough bite wading yesterday. I don't know what the deal was.
Well, that's not good.
No, and like I said, it wasn't just East Bay, because Charlie went to West and didn't get them either. So it was like
right.
a universal over here wasn't a good bite.
Well, the ones that I know it went over this way yesterday, the bite was crazy. Everybody whacking them, but these fish are getting stacked up. It makes it a lot easier when they're piled up.
We just couldn't find a bite yesterday at all around here for some reason.
Right.
We did catch about a 4-foot shark waiting in East Bay. Yeah, one of my customers caught it, and that was fun. He was just throwing a little bitty paddle tail. I think he was like a little hoagie paddle, one of the small ones.
Little swim tail, swim bait.
Yeah, a little swim. Caught a 4-foot shark.
Shad.
Waist deep water. I thought he had a good. I was watching him. I thought he had a good red, and then it wasn't that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just reach down there and grab him behind the head and pull the lure out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it was so big. It was big enough to the point where it was like a two-handeder. You know, it wasn't. You couldn't really grab it.
I wouldn't have grabbed it. I just cut that big. Line.
Well, I think he ended up breaking it off.
Yeah, well, good. Right. Smart for him.
Yeah.
Don't make it too mad.
Yeah.
Get him off there and get him down the road.
Yeah, let him get on.
Man, I hate it you missed your deal, but y'all make it up next weekend. There's all this high water, and y'all might catch him right on the bank next week. You never know.
Yeah, who knows what it's going to do to the bass fishing as far as, you know, I mean, I had them pretty located. Like, they were in two or three areas. You know, I knew right where they were. And now, who knows?
Well, maybe it'll be the same for everybody. So maybe you'll land on them and make a showing. All right, Tommy, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about fishing fresh or saltwater, give them some info, buddy.
Yes, sir. They can find me on Facebook under Tommy Alexander, or give me a call or a text on my phone at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Good talking to you, and hang in there. It's got to get better.
Uh-huh. All right, Mickey.
Later,
all right,
man.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander. Now let's run down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
I couldn't be better. It's all good.
All right. Yeah, I'm just walking around the house getting ready. Obviously, I'm pretty sure you know the crew I've got today.
Oh, yeah. So. You got a couple of my buddies this morning.
Yes, sir. We'll see how it goes.
Now, one of them can't fish very good, and he's pretty weak.
Yeah.
That Friar Mood guy, he's not very good, but get him close to him. He might catch one.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find a school of suicidal ones and see what happens.
Hey. His goal is you don't have much pressure. All he wants is one good snook. He's never caught a snook before. He's caught everything that swims but a snook.
That's good. Hopefully we do. Hopefully we'll have a good day. Like I said, I believe there's four of them.
Oh, there's four of them?
I think so. So we're going to have a crowded boat. But
yeah,
I think we'll be able to get her done.
Well, that's the way Blaine likes to fish. I see him all the time with parties over here, and he'll have four or five plus him in there. He loads them up.
Yeah, well, I told him as long as they're all pretty accurate casters, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to see what happens. I mean, the last time I snook fished was maybe 4 days ago, and it was a little bit slow. We had this crazy incoming tide, super heavy incoming, which was kind of not the best conditions for the snook fishing we're doing, but we've got a little bit better conditions right now. I think we've got an outgoing tide this morning.
Yeah.
So our bite should be a little bit better, hopefully. And, I mean, there's been a lot of mangrove snapper, some juvenile tarpon, and a bunch of stuff. So
that'll be
I know
cool.
some good spots, and the weather's good, so we can go out and just throw a bunch of topwaters for most of the day, pretty much.
That'll hunt.
Swim baits and jigs if we need to, or maybe some live bait, but we'll see what happens. It's, I mean, it's been a, other than those two slow snook days, it's been a good week of fishing. We've been catching a lot of redfish and trout, and had some other days where we caught some very big snook. I had a crew come in and catch one maybe 34, 35 inches.
Yeah, I saw that, that man and woman that were with you.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a good fish. Beautiful fish.
A couple of giants. Yeah, that one was like 35 that that lady caught, and that was just a beast.
Yeah, and a big mangrove, too.
Yep, she caught a big mangrove that was almost 8 pounds, I believe.
Man, that's awesome.
My client/friend forgot his Boga grip on my boat, so now I've got this new Boga grip with the scale. I've never really had one. I'm like weighing all my fish now.
Oh, there you go.
So he always makes fun of me because I've never had one, really. I've never been much for weighing fish. You know, I've never really tried to weigh them too much.
Yeah, you're just a guesstimator.
Yeah. I can eyeball them.
You got it.
But, yeah, we're going to see what happens. Hopefully we get some good fish today, you know, comparable to what we've had in the previous, you know, earlier in the week. Like I said, those big ones, that'd be great.
Well, you know, got a crew that can catch them. You just get them close to them, they'll catch them.
Yep. Yep, I've got a snook fish the next 2 days. And then I'm bay fishing. I got a fish on. I have 0 days off. I'm fishing 19 days straight. So I think I got 24 trips in 19 days.
There you go.
So,
make hay while the sun shines.
Yep, so it's hustle
well,
time.
Well, I know who to call when I need a loan. Heck, I guarantee you.
Yeah, right. Ain't no fishing.
Since it costs so, it's so inexpensive to go fishing these days.
Yeah, right.
How's that new boat working out for you? You really liking it now? You got used to it?
Yep, getting used to it. New boat is great. 25-footer. You know,
it's pretty. I saw a picture of it, and it's gorgeous. Nice rig, man.
Thank you. I mean, obviously, every time you buy a new boat, I got hit with all the things that I had forgot that was going to cost me a lot more money. More to fill it up with gas, cost more to wash it, cost more to insure it.
Yeah, like, hey, that's just normal
about all
protocol.
These extra fees. Yeah. But I'm still new to getting the big boats and stuff, so
yeah.
I've always had like a 21 or
I you know, like big boats. They're so much easier to maneuver and dock and trailer and everything. I just like big boats. A lot
yeah,
easier to
handle.
This
boat will turn on a dime. I like it. Runs real skinny.
Right.
Got a nice new trolling motor on it. Everything's good. I'm happy. I haven't got to go test it on the big tarpon yet, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
which
coming.
Also makes me want to. Gives me a thing too. I'm not sure if you remember or ever heard of Captain Skipper Ray down in our area.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Tarpon.
I saw
Ray,
that post.
Unfortunately, he was one of my best friends, and he passed away at 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday. I was on my way. We had just left the dock
terrible.
On our way to the first spot, and I got the call. Just gutted me. One of the longest guide trips I ever ran.
Boy, that made
yesterday.
For a long day. That's so sad.
Yeah.
He was a good one.
And, his wife and my girlfriend were great friends, and me and him were great friends. He caught his last big tarpon with me, so. Old school legend, and it takes you got to be a really good fisherman to survive in this game for 40 years, 20 years, 25
years. You
got
that right.
Guys do. If you're a fishing guide full time and you survive for that long, you are a bad A dude, you know? So shout out
exactly.
to him today.
Yep. Skipper Ray lost another good one, man.
Yep.
But
yep. Last of
that's
a dying
what happens.
Breed,
old fishing guides
left.
Die. You know, that's part of it. It's a shame. We don't want to see it, but so terrible.
Yep.
We'll
catch
him
for him today, hopefully.
Well, have a good time with that crew today, and I'm sure
yeah,
I'll
I'm
be getting some photos. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info.
Sure. You could call or text at 956-755-9413, or you could go directly to the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Y'all have a good time. Catch him up, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.